And it has come out that this week, a 34-year-old man by the name of Nonhlanhla Dlamini has become, or rather, became the first man to be arrested and charged with rape for having sexual intercourse with his wife without her consent in Eswatini. So relying on the 2018 Sexual Offences and Domestic Violence, which criminalises non-consensual sex between a husband and wife, police arrested Dlamini and charged him with rape. So he's currently, so he was granted 50,000 rand bail on Tuesday, and of course he's expected to appear in court in the coming weeks. Now, this is quite an interesting case, you know, to actually learn that a first arrest has put marital rape in the spotlight in Eswatini, simply because most people don't really regard marital rape as rape. They feel you are married. In fact, some people don't even know that there's a thing called marital rape, because automatically they believe that when you married to someone, that gives them the right, or you are responsible for providing sexual intercourse to your partner. And in an instance whereby you state that, but I stated no, and therefore he forced himself on me, even though we are married, some people would be like, but you're talking nonsense. How is that rape, because you are husband and wife?
Yeah, I mean, it happens a lot in South Africa. We've heard those kinds of cases. But, I mean, ultimately, it doesn't really make sense that if you are a woman and you say your spouse has raped you, that you should not be believed. You should be believed because, I mean, you know, you do have a right to say no. Even though you are married, it doesn't mean that you must always say yes to, you know, being sexually active with your spouse. So I think it's actually a good thing that this type of news would come out from Eswatini. You know, we've heard people calling Eswatini Africa's last absolute monarchy.
Yeah.
But I think such a story is good because it does show that, you know, there's some level of democracy in the country.
Yeah. So we also learned that this is the first case to be recorded and be heard in open court. And first-time offenders are likely to be sentenced to up to 20 years in jail, while repeat rapists can get up to 30 years.